Today's proclamation comes from the Word of God in the book of Ezekiel. This word from the Eternal came to me. Son of man, there were two women, daughters of one mother. When they were young, they played the harlot in Egypt, where men pressed their breasts and handled their virgin nipples. Their names are Ohola, the elder, and Oholibah, the younger. They became my wives and bore sons and daughters. As for their names, Ohola is Samaria, Oholibah, Jerusalem. But Ohola played the harlot, though she was my wife. She doted on her lovers, the Assyrians, soldiers clad in purple, prefects and governors, handsome young fellows, all of them, riding on horseback. She bestowed her favors upon them, the pick of Assyria, all of them, and befouled herself with the idols of every man on whom she doted. She never ceased her harlotry since in Egypt, when men lay with her as a girl, and handled her virgin nipples, and had intercourse with her freely. So I handed her over to her lovers, to the Assyrians, on whom she had doted. They exposed her nakedness, they seized her sons and daughters, and they slew her with the sword. So punishment was inflicted on her, till she became a warning to women. Her sister Oholibah saw this, but she went further in depravity, in her lust and harlotry. She doted on the Assyrians, prefects and governors, soldiers clad in purple, riding on horseback, handsome young fellows, all of them. I saw that she was befouling herself, both sisters going the same road. But she carried her harlotry further. She saw men pictured upon walls, figures of Chaldeans drawn in vermilion, with sashes around their waists, with turbans adorning their heads, fine fellows to look at. Portraits of Babylonians whose native land was Chaldea. And when she saw them, she doted upon them. So she sent messengers to them in Chaldea, and the Babylonians came to embrace her with lust, befouling her with their intercourse, till she grew sated and broke with them in disgust. And I broke with her in disgust, as I had broken with her sister, for flaunting her harlotry and uncovering her naked body. But she carried her harlotry still further, remembering her early days of harlotry in Egypt. She doted upon paramours, who were like asses and stallions in the grossness of their lust. Yes, you sought to repeat the lustful days of your youth, when the Egyptians handled your nipples and pressed your young breasts. Therefore, Oholibah, here is the Lord the Eternal's sentence. I will rouse your lovers against you, the lovers you broke with. I will mass them all around you, the Babylonians, all the Chaldeans from Pukudu, Sutu, and Kutu, and with them all the Assyrians, handsome young fellows, all of them, prefects and governors, captains and counselors, all riding on horseback. They shall attack you with many chariots and cars, and with a host of nations they shall invest you with shields, targes, and helmets. I will entrust judgment to them, and they shall sentence you. I will vent my jealous fury upon you, and let them deal with you fiercely, cutting off your nose and ears. Your survivors shall fall by the sword. Your sons and daughters shall be carried off, and your survivors burned to death. They shall strip you of your clothes and take away your fine jewels. So will I put an end to your lasciviousness and Egyptian harlotry. You shall never take to that again, nor remember Egypt. For this is the Lord the Eternal's sentence. I hand you over to men who hate you, to men you broke with, and they shall vent their hate on you, seizing the wealth you worked for, leaving you bare and naked, and exposing all your shameful debauchery. Your lasciviousness and harlotry have brought it on you, for playing the harlot with the nations, by befouling yourself with their idols. You have gone the road of your sister, and I will make you drain the cup that she had to drain. For this is the Lord the eternal sentence, you shall drink your sister's cup, deep and large and full. Drink deep of ruin and of grief, a cup of despair and desolation. You must drain it to the dregs, your sister's cup, Samaria's. Drink it up and drain it, and tear your breasts. I have decreed it, says the Lord the Eternal. Since you forgot me and flung me aside, then suffer for your sensual harlot ways. Son of man, said the Eternal, arraign Ohola and Oholibah, and show them their detestable impieties. They have been guilty of adultery, and there is blood upon their hands. They have been guilty of adultery with their idols, and they have abandoned the very sons they bore to me, to be burned up for their idols. They did this to me also. They polluted my sanctuary and desecrated my Sabbath, for the very day that they sacrificed their sons to their idols. They polluted my sanctuary by entering it. And this is how they behaved within my temple. They actually sent for men who came from abroad and sent messengers to them. And for them you bathed yourself and painted your eyes. You put on your ornaments and you sat on a handsome divan with a table spread in front of it, where you set out my incense and oil, and sounds of revelry arose. Yes, and they sent for common men, mere drunkards from the desert, and even for them put bracelets on their arms and splendid crowns upon their heads. And the men embraced them like harlots. Thus did they embrace Ohola and Oholibah in their lust. But honest men shall inflict on them the punishment of the adulteress and the murderess, for adulteresses they are, and blood is on their hands. This, therefore, is the Lord the Eternal's sentence. Bring a host of folk against them, and hand them over to be maltreated and robbed. Let them be stoned and put to the sword. Let their sons and daughters be slain, and let their houses be burnt up. So will I put an end to sensuality in the country, that all women may take warning and avoid your sensual ways. I will requite you for your sensual ways. You will have to bear the consequences of your sinful idolatry. And so learn that I am the Eternal. You've been listening to the Word of God from the book of Ezekiel,